Yeah,
and we're on air.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is John Johnson on Radio Edu Talk. I have come along to Citizen M, which is a rather nice hotel in Glasgow. I'm sitting in a booth. You'll be able to hear some nice background sounds, hopefully not completely drowning out my voice. And I'm here to see something called, well, I got attracted to it because it was called hashtag Trade School Glasgow. And I've spent, I think earlier on I said I was going to be broadcasting half six, but it's been too interesting to come out of. But I'm sitting here with Charlie, who's going to introduce herself and remind me of her second name in a wee minute, who is one of the organisers at Trade School. Charlie, do you want to just say who you are and maybe give a wee bit of a background about where you come from and all that sort of stuff?
Okay, well, good evening everyone. My name's Charlie Barker-Gavigan. And I run an organisation called Social Care Ideas Factory, and we look at ideas that we can bring people together to create and hopefully get off the ground. And they're ideas that are about people connecting in the community, coming together and making things happen. Often we attract people who are maybe isolated, lonely, or people who are just really keen to, you know, get together with and meet lots of other people. And we work within a lot of agencies that provide services for health and social care, and we also just try and connect up people who aren't known, and are neighbours or friends, or we've just been really lucky in terms of the people that we've attracted over the last wee while. So tonight you're here in Citizen M because we are launching a thing called Trade School, and Trade School Glasgow is a very simple idea. It's all about a learning space, a space where people come together to learn things from each other, a wee bit like the School of Life, and that is based on a barter principle.
So when I heard Trade School Glasgow, I was thinking, like trades, but painting and decorating, mm-hmm. or plumbing or something like that. There probably is a bit of that, but it's the range of people, mm-hmm. And the range of activities were quite different than I'm expecting.
Mm-hmm.
And the organisation, mm-hmm. was quite different, because you mentioned all these agencies and things like that, but in the room there it was more like a bunch of people talking and sticking ideas on the wall, very informal,
mm-hmm.
yeah. And the classes, I'm guessing, are going to be quite informal. Is that?
Yes, I think the name Trade School Principle, the idea itself, was started in New York about 5 years ago, and it was started by a group of artists that were really poor. As most good artists are, and they were living in the community and they needed to work out how they could continue being artists, and so they got together and they basically dreamt up this idea of providing support to each other by means of what they had to offer each other. And given that trade school is all based on something that's not about money, it was a fantastic thing that started to grow, and we now have trade schools all over the world. And I think you're right, I think there's been a lot of debate about whether it should be called a school, because a lot of people's experience of school might not be particularly pleasant. However, it's something that actually people understand quite readily, and I think once we start to explain to people a wee bit more about the shorthand for trade school, the fact that it is about skills that you experience and learn through life and from each other, from friends, then it's more about the school of life rather than formal school.
And the trade is the fact that you trade, you barter for it.
Exactly.
I just got that. I've only been here 2 hours. You trade something.
Yes.
And some of the suggestions were you could be trading cheese.
Yes.
My doctor approved, I would love that.
Yeah.
Or just another skill.
Yes.
Or ideas, like somebody was saying that they would take, they would sort of teach for tips on what movies to watch and that sort of thing. So that seemed quite interesting. The other thing that struck me is that there wasn't, to take part in this, you don't need a whole lot of commitment. It's not a, I was, again, probably from the trade, I was thinking, oh, right, you know, 7-year apprenticeship. It's one-off classes, am I right?
Yes. We recognise that people live busy lives, and time is an issue for everyone. So classes run for probably a maximum of 90 minutes, and we create a programme, which we call a term. So just like school, you have 3 terms in a year, and we put on classes when we think we'll get most uptake, and we ask people just to even sign up to teach one class. So we've had lots of very different, as you heard this evening, lots of very different types of classes. I attended a class on how to unblock a sink. I also attended a very nice class about how to make cocktails. I went to one which was about screenwriting for beginners, and I've also been to one which was about how to thread a sewing machine. So they're very, very different types of activities. And I think you're right in terms of the barter. Teachers, we ask that teachers maybe list a couple of things that they would like in return for their time. And they can be very different as well. And you've mentioned some of those. But sometimes it could be just even that people come with a have-go kind of mentality, that they're willing to give it a go, or that they bring their enthusiasm, or they, they help to tidy up at the end of a class.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah, I could relate to that one. I think most teachers like a bit of help tidying up at the end of the class. And sort of part of this, I think, coming from your end, is this idea of getting people back into society, a wee bit back into the community. Would you see it as a sort of doorway to other things, or opening up other things?
I think we found that it has connected people who maybe felt a bit disconnected. We've also felt that it's brought together very bubbly, very social people as well. And friendships have been created through trade school. We had a lovely example where we had 2 Congolese women who came to trade school independently. And it turned out that when they came through the door, they recognised each other. And when they'd arrived in Glasgow many years ago, they had travelled together and then had been separated and had gone off, been living their lives. Now were settled, established with their families, whatever, in Glasgow, and then had been reunited at trade school. And that was just fantastic, because then these women came to quite a few other classes, but they came together. And the last I heard, actually, some of the things that they had been taking part in, which was to do with dressmaking and whatnot, they'd now actually set up their own wee micro business up in the north in Glasgow. So it was interesting, just what can happen. But I do think that people make friendships, but I also think one of the other things is that people's confidence changes, because one of the things you heard tonight was this whole thing about what have you got to offer. And I think a lot of people struggle because they just think of themselves as, oh my god, this is what I do in my day job. And it's all focused on that. I don't have anything possibly that I could teach anyone else. But when you start breaking it down, actually you do. And I think that what we've found, and this has been, because trade schools are all over the world now, what we've actually heard back is that people, when they come to a class, after they've been to a couple of classes, actually start to feel confident enough to think, I could actually teach such and such. So that's really nice, you know, to...
Yeah, I thought that, I mean, it's almost like you've got an easy entry into both learning and teaching.
Yes.
That you could come along, and if you haven't been in any kind of education, or you've got, I mean, for some reason, some people have a bad experience in school, and they don't remember it fondly.
Yes.
I've just really speaking from my pupils, I think. This is a way maybe to get back into that and realise that
it's not
all negative, but it's also people who maybe have something to give but have never been in the position to do it.
Yes.
It kind of eases in, two ways to ease in.
Mm-hmm.
And as I say, I was expecting, and when you said, can you think of something you teach, I was thinking, well, that would take 6 weeks of my time, mm-hmm. and then all the planning and all the rest of it. But if you're actually saying, can you come and do something in an evening, then that's much more doable for people.
Absolutely. And I think nowadays, because people also don't have much money, or any money, and so going to a night class costs money now, and it can be quite expensive. Even just trying to get into things can be quite expensive. You know, we know that getting to college now isn't as easy as it used to be, and I think also the way that the whole workforce is changing, and we certainly know this within health and social work, the types of things that people are interested in and looking for, it means that actually a lot of what we're demanding now in terms of from our services and supports is actually about who people are as people. And so, you know, it's far, I think for us there's a lot more mileage in thinking about what people have interests in, and passions in. So I met a chap the other day, and you know, his passion is, like, he's mad on the Tour de France and cycling and all this kind of stuff. So he's going to do a class on how to fix a puncture, you know, and it's just even things like that. And you think, well, even in 90 minutes, you know, people come along, some people bring some tea bags, somebody brings some milk, we always provide an urn, people, you know, have a brew, they have a chat, they find out a bit more about how to mend a puncture, you know, and people go away, and that's kind of how it works. So I feel that for trade school, we certainly are really keen to organically see how it grows. And we're linked in with the global trade school, which means that we have connections with all the different trade schools all over the world. And at the moment, we're also planning a kind of gathering for all the European trade schools, which I think will be really interesting for next year. And that's fantastic, the opportunity just for people to be celebrating their interests.
And the thing that I think is interesting in education generally at the moment is the sort of role of the teacher, the role of a learner, and how sometimes in the classroom certainly it's very powerful to learn alongside your pupils. And I get the kind of feeling there from the people that were there, they were interested in both aspects of trade school.
Yes.
Where's it going to be? Where are the actual venues?
Well, I think we've kind of struck up different. I mean, one of the coordinators, Gail, who was talking this evening, was saying that, you know, again, it's about thinking about learning spaces that maybe are not your traditional learning spaces, and thinking about what's available in the community. And at the moment, we've got some offers. So coffee shops that have spaces, bars that have spaces, that are offering up, you know, free space.
Mm-hmm.
We've got, I think, even a couple of the colleges have even said that they would be interested, which for us is good, because it means then that maybe some of the students that are attending could also get involved, and it's something that's different and free, and kind of other community spaces. So what we're trying to do is look at just different places that, and also strike up, you know, how we can barter.
Barter for places.
Yeah.
We'll bring new customers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's quite an interesting idea as well. I mean, I know some people explored this in schools, and there's a lot of, in some parts of the world, heavy thinking about what a classroom should look like, and I think I got the idea that maybe from some of the people you're trying to attract, a classroom isn't where they want to be, because they're remembering that, so a more relaxed atmosphere, somewhere that's local, I guess, rather than having to travel and things like that,
absolutely
spread out. That's quite interesting. I didn't realise you were going for or coffee shops I could quite enjoy. Yeah,
and it is something about that being different. I think that for me it's it is about trying to encourage, because we know that going through the door is the hardest thing for people, and the welcome that they get will depend, you know, that will be the thing that will depend on whether or not they stay or come back or spread the word. And I think that we're really, really keen to encourage people to try, and because it's that thing about, it's not until you've been to one, I think, and seen it actually happen.
As I was listening there, and you're obviously looking for people to do things, and you were passing out cards and people writing all sorts of things down, and I think what you finished up with a slide about a random act of kindness, and that's quite a tempting one for people to watch. What can I do because of the little commitment? And I was trying to think, and I'm not even sure you'd be interested, but I would be really interested in, say, later on this year, maybe dropping into one or two of these things and just getting a feel for them, and that's my random act of kindness for getting a bit of publicity, because I'd really like to see this in action now, because I'm from a classroom background, I've been involved in, you know, learning in a classroom, learning online and things like this, but this is learning in a real space
that's
not, yeah, it's not got a hierarchy as well. You mentioned that, could you maybe talk to that just for a wee bit, that you talked about you weren't hierarchical, and I guess that's the idea that teachers are pupils and pupils are teachers, and you go back with that. Have you actually found that happens? Do you find that people come along as teachers but then will go to other classes and vice versa?
Yes, and we did we're talking tonight about this very kind of generic, general, eclectic type of classes. We also at the Ideas Factory, we create trade schools that are continuing professional development as well, specifically for education, health and social work staff around specific themes. And that's been quite an interesting way of taking learning around some of the challenges that are within some of the agendas that those staff may be working to.
Could you tease out a concrete one of that, saying social work?
Yeah.
When you ask people along, do they come with tea bags or is it?
So that's interesting. Or cake, or fruit, or notebooks for other people. So, for instance, we've got, from the 4th of November in Glasgow, we are going to be hosting trade schools for social work staff around legislation, which is called self-directed support in Scotland, and it has five principles that underpin it, which are in relation to choice and control over your life, independent living, risk enablement, and innovation and collaboration. And what we're doing is we're hosting classes where really we kind of throw the doors open around those themes, and we're asking fellow practitioners to create classes around some of those themes. And they are conversational or practical, and just get people getting a better understanding in 90 minutes of, and they also get a continuing professional development certificate.
So this is, and I can hear one or two, or see on Twitter one or two people listening, I think, who will be particularly interested in this idea of the troops doing the continual professional development. It's a model that we've played with in Scotland in teaching, and to me it seems really interesting. It's that it doesn't need to be top down, you can grow it from the bottom up.
And I suppose that also fits with a lot of what the Ideas Factory is developing as well, which is from community up self-leadership as well, which is another thing that we are developing called the Sherpas Union, and we're going to be launching that next year, and we can tell you more about that when we unveil it.
It's
really, I just tease you with that one.
It's not real Sherpas.
No, but if you think people act as Sherpas, because people do guide, you know, a couple of steps behind, and they help people to get to where they need to get to in lots of different ways, and that, using that metaphor. But I think for us, the continuing professional development has been an interesting one, because as a result of how well some of that has gone, we've also been asked by Glasgow City Council to develop a trade school around public protection. So again, those themes for those trade, those 90-minute trade schools are in relation to all the issues to do with the challenges of child protection, adult protection, support of offenders in the community, and so from the I can send you all the details, but if any of your listeners are interested, but from the 1st of December, we're actually joining in with a kind of national campaign against harm, and the trade school will be very much focal for that as well.
So we can line up those links. Yes. If you send me web links, I'll put them on with the audio.
Fabulous.
As show notes, so people can follow up from there. I mean, it really sounds lots of fascinating stuff.
Yeah, but you were, asking me about, you know, the people cross over.
Yeah.
So they're a teacher one day and maybe a pupil or a student the next. And we have found that. I ran a session, which was fantastic, with 240... older tenants in Glasgow, and we ran a large-scale trade school bartering, and it was to help people to consider what they had to offer, but also what they would want in return. And what we did was we discovered that there was quite a lot of themes in that. So people who had fancy new phones but didn't know how to use them. So we had a lady who said, I'm 93, you know, but I've got this phone and I want to be able to text. And then what we did was we said in the room, who in the room knows how to text? And then we got small groups of people together who could teach each other. And then from that, we had someone who said, I have had, you know, a sewing machine for the last 4 years and I don't know how to thread it. And then we had people that had been seamstresses who said, well, I know how to thread and I'll teach you that. And so, and then we almost ended up with a kind of band, kind of like, you know, from Glastonbury, because we had all these different musicians who were wanting to teach each other how to do things. So we had music and whatnot as well. So a lot of things to do with maybe the kind of dying art of traditional skills, like upholstery and dry stain diking and all this kind of stuff. And at the moment, we are really keen to kind of, we kind of developed that over a few days, and we've also been testing out the idea of trade school within sheltered housing in Glasgow. And so this gives you a wee flavour of the different applications and how we're, you know, we're just trying to develop, you know.
And I'm the other sort of smell I'm getting off this is sort of non-traditional leadership, and you're letting people who haven't a leadership role take that role.
Totally. And I don't know if that's anything to do with, I mean, obviously your listeners will be well aware of this, but maybe it's to do with the fact that I went to Montessori primary school, which was the only one in Dundee at the time. But it's like, I don't know if that's got a lot to do with what my attraction is to this kind of thing, because I do learn by doing, you know.
Yeah, well, I think we're finding more and more that actually getting involved in schools with doing something is a huge part of the curriculum for excellence, and that's the way things are going. So there may be a lot that we can learn from each other, I think, in this.
Yeah.
So the term's starting very soon.
Yes.
We're starting in the end of October. There's another two terms after that. There's a Trade School Glasgow tweet, and
we also have a trade school website.
There's
which
website
we'll give you the links to. And I think the women that are coordinating were saying that all the classes for the first term will be up on that site, and that's where people will get information about what's on and where it's happening.
And they can still volunteer if they're interested.
Absolutely. We're always looking for
And teachers. I think one of the attractive things about that is you're not signing up to do 10 classes, you can dip your toe in and do one.
Absolutely.
This has been really great, Charlie. I say, At the moment, I'm not in Glasgow early very often in the evening, but I really would quite like to keep an eye on this, and hopefully you can have us back to do a wee bit of edgy talk, maybe to do with what a class or something like
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Talk to folk doing it or
we
whatever.
We would love that.
Or
yeah.
We could even do a something around mm-hmm. digital audio or something.
Yes,
like that.
Definitely.
How to do rough and ready podcasting without any any media training.
Well,
before.
I think the Ideas Factory could benefit from that anyway.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Thank you so much as well.
No, thank you, Brian. Have a lovely evening. Really interesting presentation. And to the sounds of it, the people that listen have been interested. I haven't got the schedule for the next time up in front of me, folks, so if you're listening, if you look at edutalk.cc, the forthcoming place will show you the new shows. I should get this audio up over the next couple of days. And thanks for listening. Cheers, Charlie. Thanks.
Thank you.